This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA radio stations, also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country and around the country via those ma and pa stores and stations and some of the great little independent stations that you listen to and places that you never knew there was a radio station. But the truckers do, and they're the ones that tell me, and there you go. Now, you can also pick us up on the Internet and the satellite, and Marie in Germany is doing that. Or you can hear us on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com or GCNLive.com or many of these same stations that stream are playing our show on their websites as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Not to forget about our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail so you get your mail delivered to you. Now, suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. Yep, very important part of the equation out there. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're over there. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social website. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us this hour, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. And good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
And we are going to be flying low today because we're missing our partner on Mondays and Fridays. He'll be back Friday, Frank Silvato. The reason we're missing him is because he's in the middle of that great big old rainstorm up there in the panhandle, and they've had not only rain, they've had wind, they've had hail. They haven't had any tornadoes where he's been, had plenty of watches and warnings, though, but they're flooded up there.
Yeah, it would seem so. So we wish him the very best, obviously.
Yeah, and he may be listening, but he was telling me he was charging his phone with his car radio, or I mean with his car, so which wasn't in the water. He's up on a little bit of a knoll versus the people that are down in the valley that are flooded. But there is some serious weather, and we'll tell you about it after we say the pledge. You ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right.
Now, back to the weather. We have severe storm watches and warnings across most of Mississippi, across half of Alabama, We have severe flooding, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in the central part of Alabama, I-20 around Birmingham, flooding north of Birmingham towards Huntsville, flooding across I-20, flooding down the central part of Alabama, down into east of Pensacola, which is where Frank is, all the way across I-10 to about Gulfport, Mississippi, and then we have a couple of areas there where they have severe thunderstorm warnings, and then west of that, all the way over to Midland, Texas, 100-plus degree weather.
Yeah, it's really quite something, very severe across the south.
Mm-hmm. This is the time of year when men are men and women are proud of it, I guess, right?
Yes, again, yeah, what we're seeing, again, very concerning, yes.
And we've had as many as 6 people killed in these storms right now that we are aware of, and more than 640,000 without power. Oklahoma leading the way with the states without power.
That's right. And, of course, we've seen these severe thunderstorms, and that's the recipe for that kind of outcome, yes.
Heat versus cold.
Yep.
Now, Illinois went nuts over the weekend with a couple of mass shootings. The worst was the Illinois Juneteenth party shooting in Chicago, where one person was left dead, 22 were injured. And this happened with a Juneteenth party and a celebration that went nuts.
That's right. And as we come back on the air here today, this morning, Captain, we still don't know the exact motive behind it. They're still interviewing what they call persons of interest. But obviously 22, and I think one report has 23 people shot, but at least one person dead. That's very significant. So they hopefully are going to find the perpetrator or perpetrators very quickly.
And we had 6 people killed over the weekend by guns. One of them, a Pennsylvania state trooper on a routine traffic stop, got blown away by the person he was pulling over. You never knew, you never saw what was coming. The guy just stuck a gun out the window, boom, boom, gone. That was it. Took off, but they caught him and killed him.
Yes, the suspect was killed, and the state trooper was 29 years old, Captain. Very, very tragic event.
What a shame. What a shame. And our thoughts and prayers go out to not only him, his family, but his compadres working out of his substation and all the law enforcement people that lay their lives on the line every single day, including our firefighters. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yeah, it is. And good morning to Mike Gallagher, producer. Good morning to the Hugh Hewitt, producer. Good morning to Dennis Prager, just to mention a few names. And good morning to Scott up there in Valdosta, Georgia, who's probably listening in right now, getting ready for his program. Now, I will tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. They're the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, both active and on the job, that would be police, fire, and EMS, and church pastors, active or retired, where Nissan takes good care of you, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, their locations are in Newport Richey, that's the flagship store, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, almost but right up against the Suncoast Parkway, which is the toll road right there. Now, you can find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more money along the way. Great people, great company. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, you wanted to talk about something. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again. Actually, you know, we've been hearing more about these businesses. For example, AT&T is now shutting down their flagship station, or the flagship store, I should say, in San Francisco on the heels of Westfield Shopping Mall shutting down. You got Cinemark pulling out. You got major hotel chains that are saying they don't want to be there anymore. Well, get this, Captain. The San Francisco mayor, London Breed, She's now lashing out at Good Morning America from ABC because Good Morning America said it wasn't going to broadcast any live part of their show from the now closed Union Square area. Well, Union Square isn't closed, but the closed down areas, because they found out that it's just too dangerous. And she's kind of coming out swinging, saying this is, you know, you're hampering basically our efforts to bounce back. Well, Captain, they wouldn't have to be bouncing back if especially people like Mayor Lyndon Breed didn't set the stage for having this kind of crime and this kind of deterioration in the city of San Francisco. It's just incredibly rich to hear something like this.
Imagine that.
Well, and they've created this mess. I mean, you know, San Francisco's always been a little strange. I mean, but that to some degree, that was part of its charm back in the day when you'd go visit San Francisco. But you can't defund the police, and you can't make it okay for people to go into the retailers, the CVS pharmacies, and so on, and just take whatever they want, and then try to make it a crime to actually try to stop them or tell them no, and on it goes. Not the least of which, of course, are the homeless issues and all these different things. And just recently, Lyndon Breed tried to say we've got to try to get some of the law enforcement back and this kind of thing. But it's becoming a lost cause. I don't know how you're going to get major companies or retailers to come in and risk their money and their people trying to go back to a city that seems to be every day a little more lost.
Hmm. Was lost to begin with when they started allowing the homeless people to live on the streets.
Well, it's a real cautionary tale, right? It's a very practical representation of what these kinds of policies do. It's not about not having policies where you try to help people who are really down on their luck or want to try to improve their lives or these kinds of things. That's all part of what we do as a society. But to simply enable these kinds of behaviors, to enable crime, to enable people to just be dormant and live on the sidewalk in front of your business, it doesn't contribute to the betterment of anything. It just causes deterioration.
Yep. And how about Alan Dershowitz coming out and saying that he says Donald Trump is not facing a slam dunk case?
Well, that's what he's saying, and I appreciate and respect so much of what Alan Dershowitz says and what he's about. I'd be very interested, Captain, to see if he might contribute to some of the Trump defense like he did before, right, during the impeachment.
I bet he does.
One of the impeachment, that's right. And so it will be very interesting to see. On the flip side of that is you got Bill Barr saying, number one, that he thinks that President Trump is going to be indicted for a role in January 6th and inciting the events of that day. He thinks that they will, quote, in his words, pull the trigger, unquote, sometime this summer, although he thought that initially there would be First Amendment issues that would preclude something like that. But you never know. But at the same time, he's calling Trump's initial defense in what we're hearing in the media about the document retention to be what he calls farcical. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly where all this is going to land. But Dershowitz is very, very astute, very learned, and I wouldn't count him out yet, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, I think that's what he would admit as well, that it's going to be incredibly difficult, and it's going to be, unless, you know, you have to do this exactly right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. President Joe Biden says he's created more jobs than any other previous administration. But most Americans still don't think the job market is improving. Now, one of the reasons for that is because we lost so many jobs at the tail end of Donald Trump's administration and the beginning of Joe Biden's administration, that they had a long road to climb to begin with, right?
Well, sure.
They still haven't got all those jobs back.
No, and there'd probably be in a very different context. I mean, everything after the pandemic, you know, everything's been upended. So a lot of people may not have ever gone back to their quote unquote job that they had, maybe. And then at the same time, you know, trying to tout many jobs is not the same thing as saying the economy is strong, although they want to tell you that all you got to do is look at jobs and that equates the economy being strong, but people are still paying, you know, astronomical prices for everything that they used to not be, or, you know, before all this happened.
Well, just look at gasoline. It's down $1.03 from last year. Yeah, really? It was $1.87 when Biden got elected.
Well, right, and when you take it in total, you know, there's different reasons why people have to pay higher prices for gasoline, not the least of which is that Biden's making good on many of his campaign promises to, you know, gut the oil production in the United States and hobble our ability to be energy independent. I mean, what kind of strategy is that? Unless you have some kind of counter strategy that seems to go counter to the best interest of the United States. And I think a lot of people are starting to wonder about that in very real terms.
By the way, I'd like to say a special good morning to Ken Roger. Yep, Ken Roger is in the building and working hard. Ken Roger.
That's right. I know what you're talking about. And yeah, so Ken's pulling some double duty then.
He's a news guy.
That's right. That's right. And
Roger. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But a good morning, Ken, as well. And, but, you know, Captain, I do think that part of this thing, too, as well, is that we're seeing a lot of pushback now, or a lot of wondering, maybe that's a better word for it, about Joe Biden and whether or not he's even capable of not just running for president, but then being the president again for another 4 years. I think that you've got a lot of people saying they want to have a debate, or they would like to see the debate, for example, between Biden and right now RFK Jr. and to some lesser extent Marianne Williamson. But they want to see the president have to mix it up. Otherwise, you know, he could find himself in a very strange situation where the primaries aren't concerned.
Well, they already moved one of them up to February 24th. I think it's the one in South Carolina.
Right, right. And I think the GOP is, I think, pushing back on that, if I recall correctly. But basically, Biden wants to be in South Carolina first, way before New Hampshire, because they want to have a success story. New Hampshire may not be that success story. And so they're going to try to frame it, do all these things. And oddly enough, he was out at a campaign event, quote unquote, at a union event, basically trying to tout his record. But I can't imagine Biden out there on a rigorous campaign schedule.
No. No. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. All right,
nope,
here comes
not at all.
Here comes the music. Hold on, folks. I'll be right back. Myself and Kyle Warren. Frank has got the day off today. He's got some problems up there, weather-related. A lot of flooding up there where he's at. And he's helping out his neighbors, plus helping out himself. In the meantime, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More severe weather is hitting parts of the USA to begin the week. Storms that devastated areas in Texas and Oklahoma late last week moved into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states last night. Isolated tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds are possible in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in place for Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas. President Biden is in NorCal this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today, where he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate-resilient projects. Biden is expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America. And we mean it when we say it. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Now, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell. He's just absolutely giving away the farm again, some of these deals he's got going. Now, if you go over to MyPillow.com, you always need a promo code to save money on the things that are being advertised. You can save up to 80% depending on the items you're looking at with my promo code, CAPTAIN. Will save you up to 80% on many of the items. But you need a pillow, need a towel, need some sheets, need some slippers, need some pajamas, need a mattress, need a bed, whatever. They got it at some amazingly low prices. But you got to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can call them on the phone, too, and you will get a live person, regardless of the time of day or night. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Get you a live person at MyPillow.com. Ask some questions, place your order, whatever. That's what they're there for. So MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself lots of money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, Captain, I got a question for you. It involves a small audio clip of President Biden. People are trying to figure out why he said this at the end of his speech. I think even the White House doesn't want to comment on it. But listen to what President Biden said just in the last couple of days or so.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
All right. So that was an event in Connecticut, and that's how he ended his speech. And then he wasn't quite sure which way to go off the stage again, and then did his little trot that he does. But God save the Queen from the President of the United States?
Maybe he thought he was in England.
Maybe so. And of course, you know, as we know, Queen Elizabeth passed away. So just very odd. This is all goes under the rubric, Captain, that many of the people in the White House, Biden's own aides, they don't quite know what to make of what he says or what he does from day to day. I think that's very, very telling.
Hmm. Well, it is very telling, to say the least. But does anyone really know what Joe Biden is doing or saying?
I don't think even Joe Biden knows that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or wondering. I mean, he's out there. He's really out there.
Well, and it is. You know, it's something it's obvious, but at the same time, it should be incredibly concerning to every American, whether they're a registered Republican or Democrat or independent, because, again, this is the person who has to make the decisions based on some emergency situation that could happen in the next 5 minutes or in the next 5 days. We just never know. That's the job title of President of the United States, the job description, rather. So here you've got a guy who may not be up to the task anymore, and they're having him run. And you mentioned something earlier, Captain, about Gavin Newsom believing that, he might just still be more in the wings right now and maybe getting ready to be elevated to the standard bearer.
I believe that that's a real possibility, and he's thinking that.
Yeah, well, I do, too. I think the Democrats are literally quaking in their boots at the high levels, thinking, well, you know, number one, I think they like to control Biden. I think they like that aspect of it, and they don't want to give it up if they really don't have to. But at the same time, they've got to bring in somebody, and I can't think of any I don't even want to call Gavin Newsom a heavy hitter, per se, but I don't think the Democrats have a deep bench at all. And Hillary, I think, would not make the grade either. She was a bad candidate. She did a bad campaign, all those things. She was waiting around. She was the one waiting to be coronated to something.
Well, speaking of benches, you know, there's a lot of polls out there, but all the polls seem to be agreeing and honing in on one thing. And Joe Biden just isn't young enough to be president. He's too old. He's distributing signs of losing his mind, of all sorts of different things here. And people realize that we can't have a leader like that, including Democrats.
Well, including Democrats, exactly. Yeah, that's a Daily Mail poll. 71% say that Biden is too old. So does that translate to Trump? For example, Trump is 77 now.
He's not displaying his age.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Speaking of age, let's go to the phone line. Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as Biden goes, this is just a random noise in a failing hard drive of a biological computer. And can you imagine what he's going to be like 2 years from now?
No.
Nope, that's why I don't think he makes it through the primaries. I think somebody else is going to be running, and that's about it.
All right. Well, I agree with you, and I believe you do agree too, right, Kyle?
I do. Now there are some, right? There are some who think that it's going to be Kamala Harris, but I just don't see that happening. I don't think she can hold all that together. I really don't. And I don't think that she'd have wide support, even within the party, you know, to try to assume the mantle, as it were.
If he can't get the South Carolina primary changed like they're trying to do, and he may not be able to, and that means that you start out with Iowa, and then I forget where you go after there, New Hampshire.
Right.
And then South Carolina. He could lose the first two maybe three primaries, and if he loses the first one, they'll be talking. If he loses the second one, they'll be writing books. If he loses the third one, they'll burn the books.
Well, yeah, I think that it's, you know, right now they're in a wait-and-see attitude. If you notice, he basically has done like one major campaign appearance, but, you know, he's not out there campaigning, and he's declared for president. President Trump is campaigning. You've got others who are campaigning. But Biden, you know, they're trying to do this Rose Garden approach, which I don't think is going to work, but it's what it's the best that they've got, because they can't put him out there on the trail, because he's going to go out there and say, you know, stuff like God save the Queen, you know, completely out of context. You know, why say that? It makes no sense.
Well, if it made sense, we wouldn't be talking about Biden, would we?
Well, but it's that, it's snapping at reporters. You know, it's a legitimate report about the money and the alleged bribery and the 1023 form. All these are legitimate questions, and he just says, well, why ask me such a dumb question? You know, that shows me that he just, number one, he's not ready to respond. He should have some response. He could even have a canned response that he could just sort of rattle off. But he didn't even do that. He just said it's a dumb question. And people won't like that. They don't, you know, if it's a legitimate thing, they want to hear your response, not just poo-poo it.
Well, here's one for you, and this is a fact. States with lowest unemployment rates, highest job gains overwhelmingly, are led by Republican governors and legislatures.
Yeah, who would have thunk that?
Me.
Who would have thunk that?
Yours truly.
Yeah, well,
me.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, of course. You know, and this is all part of, too, of people who are fleeing out of the big blue cities and Democrat-run areas and so forth, like San Francisco. You know, it's not just people who are, quote, political and just don't like the atmosphere anymore, but these are businesses, companies that realize they can't even make money. They can't even endure it anymore. And they've got to go.
Endure. That's an interesting word. All right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, finally, a big stock rally could be followed by a big collapse. Did you hear who's on the brink?
Who's that?
Bank of America.
Well, yeah, this comes from Bank of America. Mm-hmm. They're one of their chief investment officers, saying that, you know, they've basically seen this before and believes that a spiral could start again soon. He says, we're not convinced that we're at the start of a brand new shiny bull market. Still feels more like a combo of 2000 or 2008. Big rally before big collapse. And again, that's from Michael Hartman, chief investment strategist at Bank of America. So, you know, that's not small potatoes. These are bankers who are literally trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen next. Now, again, that's, as Chris Markowski was pointing out, that's his opinion. But it's an educated guess, though, maybe.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back with Patrick Kyle on the Sports Zone Quarterback. Do our Monday morning sports wrap-up for the weekend. We've got a big U.S. Open winner. The Rays are coming home. A lot of things going on, and we'll tell you about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the best, the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. They've been my longest running commercial advertiser. Their business that they do, the things that they do in the community to help, are second to nobody. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call, and make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. You're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Schedule your appointment or just stop on by. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase of $100. Now, local and experienced is the understatement for Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Their phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. Stop on by. Don't be afraid to tell them the Captain sent you, and save some money and get your blinds and your shades, your shutters, whatever else you need for your home right there. Okay, joining us in this segment, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And bringing to the Captain's America Third Watch flagged microphone, we have someone who needs no introduction, but he's going to get one anyway just because we feel like it. So here we go. Get ready, Kyle. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go with the Sports Zone quarterback intro coming up. Right about
it's now. A hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, and there he is. Hello, Mr. Sports Zone.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Cal Warren. And good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. What a great U.S. Open yesterday, Wyndham Clark. He fed off the good ones. Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy. All those guys were coming at him. Scotty Scheffler. So congratulations to that young man winning his first major. Yeah, they're in Los Angeles Country Club. They got some crazy rules there, fellas. Really old-fashioned, not your traditional country club today now.
What I noticed about it, and by the way, I did watch it Saturday because I came back from the gun show and I sat down in a chair that I like and I fell asleep and I woke up at about 8 o'clock at night and son of a gun, here was the U.S. Open going until about midnight. Our time. But here, I watched what I watched of it, and they were like going up the hill, back down the hill. Up the hill, back down the hill. Up the hill, back. And tell me I was wrong.
No, it's an interesting layout, Captain. It's just funny the way the tournament was run and how the membership there is. It's an interesting place. We'll put it that way. But the course is a unique golf course. I think they could have made it tougher, and a lot of the pros made that comment. For the U.S. Open, you want it to be 3-under, 4-under wins. Even par, you know, people don't get upset. But here we go again. You and I enjoy baseball games that are 2-1 and 1-0. Pitcher's duels, and I think Cal does also. But the new sports fan, they don't want a 2-1, 1-0 baseball game. They want a 10-9. Golf, they want to see, you know, a half a dozen birdies. I get it, but if you really know the game and appreciate the game, you like it either way. But that's just not the way the world works anymore. So just my take on it, Captain. Rory McIlroy, you know, he came up one stroke short, man. Doggone it. I mean, that guy, he's just right there. It would have been a neat story for him to win it.
Yeah.
And because of, you know, all the merging of the tours and how he was faithful to the PGA Tour. I respected the young man for that. So, you know, and I think maybe he'll have a shot, you know, at the British Open. And I hope he can pull it off. He's really close to winning another major, and I'd like to see him do it. I think a lot of other people would be on the bandwagon with me for him. So. Anyway. Let's switch gears to IndyCar. You know, a lot of people are really starting to enjoy the IndyCar races now.
Sure.
Hallow captures his second straight win, and he's the points leader. So a lot of good things going on there with NASCAR. There's a few guys that haven't won this year, but they still have a shot to get into the playoffs, about a half a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see how NASCAR plays out. We'll talk about that Friday on the show and see, you know, who's got a shot this upcoming weekend to win it. In baseball news, you know, the Rays, first team to 50 wins. We talked about that. Cal's on the show. All our friends out west in L.A., the Angels are looking good as well as the Dodgers. So that's what's going on in, you know, Major League Baseball. You know, this is when it gets heated up. You know, they're almost halfway through the season. You know, 75 games have been played. You know, you cup a few more, you're 81, and that's halfway through the season. And right after the All-Star break, we'll see how it's all going to shake up. You know, the AL East is just still, everybody in that division's over 500. That
mm-hmm.
is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So, the AL Central, Captain, there's only one team above 500, and that's the Twins. And they'd be in dead last place in the AL East. And then the AL West, the Rangers are playing very well this year, and the Angels are right on their heels. They're only 4.5 games back. And they've just been really doing well.
That's Kyle's team, you know.
Yes, sir, it is. And the Astros are still hanging in there also. So that's what's going on you know, in the American League. Now, in the National League, the Braves, you know, 46 wins. They're playing great up there in Atlanta for all the people. The surprise story is the Miami Marlins. They are playing great down there. They're 41-31. How cool would that be, Captain, if we had a Tampa Bay Ray and a Miami Marlin World Series? Wow. That would be pretty neat.
Well, those of us that live in the area could actually wind up going to the home and homes.
That's correct, sir, which is kind of neat. And in the Midwest, Milwaukee Brewers are hanging in tough there, and the Reds are playing well. The Pirates have kind of faded a little bit, Captain. They've been 2-8 in their last 10 for our friends down there in Bradenton, the winter home of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Mm.
Our friends who love the Cubbies, they're just barely hanging out, you know, close to 500. They just, we'll see if they get their act together. You know, they won a World Series a few years ago, so they're not the dormant Chicago Cubs. Go ahead.
Listen, I got something for you.
Go for it, Cap.
You like a beer every now and then, right?
I do, sir.
Kyle, how about you?
Well, you know, sure, every once in a while, sure.
Well, here's something on the health news today. Don't drink beer. It's part of what attracts and repels mosquitoes. It's going to be a long, hot, sticky summer. With the wet weather predicted, more mosquitoes will be out for blood. But it's not your sweet blood that attracts the bothersome insects. It's your sweat and smell. Beer is an attraction for mosquitoes. So when you eat, drink, and be merry on the outside, and beer is part of the end product, don't be surprised that the mosquitoes show up. That's from the Doctor's Medical Today thing.
Well, there's only one thing to do then, Captain, and that is to have a designated mosquito person.
Lay them on the table.
That's right. They can designate somebody, and they'll drink all the beer they want.
I can see it now. Patrick takes Scott Levinson and lays him out on the table and says, "You're it."
You're it. That's funny. That's good stuff there, guys. Yeah, no, it's true. It does attract them. There's a lot of truth to that. It's funny. You know, Dr. Oz says having a beer is good for you. It's funny how science, follow the science. You always can have a good point and a bad point, so it just cracks me up. And, you know, I try to be the scientist of the Medicare Captain and Social Security and Veterans Benefits. And, you know, and intertwine insurance in that so people get the best benefits they have coming to them at the least expensive with the most benefits. I do it every day. I love helping people out. And I can help out anybody listening in the audience. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll chat on the phone if you're out of the, you know, Tampa Bay area. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we can meet and have a cup of coffee. Or a beer.
Oh, yeah. Designated mosquito biter.
There you go. And we will help you out with your insurance needs. Again, my name is Patrick Hyland. Please give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless you, Kyle, and the audience. And everybody have a great week. Thank you so much.
All right. Later, Gator. Okay, Kyle. Got to let you go. Talk to you tomorrow night. Again, great job. Thank you very much for helping out. Really appreciate it.
Sure thing. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. By the way, folks, tomorrow I have lunch with the Captain. Mission Barbecue, 11 to 1. See you there. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.